Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for hanging around with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The first one is where you can find my show and the archives and articles and Brain Trust members and subscribe to my newsletter. Check out our blog. Lots of crazy things there. Lots of good things. Lots of fun things. Lots of important things for your small business. And they're all free. All you got to do is show up. We'll let you hang out with us. Use our stuff. And then, of course, we have our knowledge base, askjim.biz, where you can get your small business answers now. Folks, once upon a time, there were lots of women's groups, lots of different women's groups. Some were more toward the right. Some were more toward the left. Many of them, most of them, were working on women business issues, and they were kind of all across the spectrum. And the couple of really smart ladies, Barbara Kassoff and Terry Neese, said, you know what? What if we created a situation where all those guys, all those folks could come together, all those ladies could kind of come together and have dialogue between themselves and sort out their differences and pull in one direction? What if we wouldn't do away with their organizations? We'd just create a little bit of a place where they could all go and talk together. And they created Women Impacting Public Policy. And Barbara is back with us right now. Barbara's president of WIP, Women Impacting Public Policy, and, as I said, co-founder. Barbara, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
It's good to have you back. Did I say that about right?
Yes, you did. It was absolutely perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Well, I usually am perfect, Barbara. but seriously, no, I just think that's a wonderful story. I think it's a wonderful sign of leadership and a vision for you guys to realize that women could be, you could have your differences of opinion on different things, but you all still need to be pulling in the direction for the benefit of women.
Absolutely. We may not agree on everything, but we need to come together, we need to talk, we need to discuss, and then on the issues that we commonly agree upon, we need to work together, and that's our philosophy.
And I've actually attended some of their events, folks, where you got Democrats, Republicans, independents, people all over the spectrum, actually sitting in one room and being civil and working things out. I mean, you actually had a common goal. I was pretty impressed.
Absolutely, that's possible. I think people have forgotten that's what this is all about, is to be able to discuss the issues intelligently, to look at them, to see the pros and cons, how it affects us. And our prism is a small business owner. When we take a look at the issue, we look at how it affects us as small business owners and how it affects our impact in the United States, in the United States economy.
Mm-hmm. Well, and see, what I'd like to do, Barbara, is I'd like to take your model, your and Terry's model, and I'd like to figure out how to clone that across the country in every area. I mean, why can't we come together and say, you know what? Mm-hmm. I'm a Democrat, you're a Republican, but we're both Americans. This issue we're talking about right now is what's important for Americans, not for Democrats or Republicans. We've lost that somehow, haven't we, Barbara?
Oh, we sure have. We've really strayed pretty far away.
Am I being naive?
No, I think it's we are so tied up in partisan politics now that we're forgetting to look at the issue and look at the impact it has on us as Americans.
We've gotten to the point where we can't be leaders because I want to win. I must win, haven't we?
That's right. Sometimes it isn't all about winning. It's about what is best for the constituency, best for America. And that's the way we look at things.
There are people who were not able to talk about solutions because they hated Bill Clinton so much.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who can't talk about solutions and leadership because they hate George Bush so much. Mm-hmm. And that is, those kinds of people, if you can't get beyond that, if you can't say, you know what, I disagree with George Bush or Bill Clinton or whoever, but I'm not going to say, I can't say that everything that they do is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
If we can't get to that point, we're sort of the enemy of the process, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. I think it's all about building coalitions. It's all about collaborating. It's all about negotiating, being able to look at all the issues and say where is it that I want to go with this? What is our objective? And once you can commonly agree upon an objective, then you lay all the cards out on the table and you find out what fits, what makes the most sense, what's the best way to get there, how are you going to get there. In the end, if you burn all your bridges, in the end, if you go in an all-for-nothing, I have to win and I have to win every piece, nobody succeeds.
And isn't that a lot of what's been going on for the last 15 years?
Oh, absolutely. It's really a pity. I don't think in my lifetime that I remember a time as difficult and as stressful
and partisan
as it is now.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I want to talk about I was just saying is to compliment WHIP. Because I've watched your experiment. I've watched your little cauldron of ideas coming together, and I see you guys actually pulling this off. So I would like to clone what you guys are doing. But some of the things that you guys work on is helping women get more business.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And we're working on an issue now that is a little touchy and a little difficult for us.
Well, tell us about it.
Okay, the Congress passed a public law way back in 2000. That's now 8 years ago. It's 2008, and it was called the Equity in Contracting for Women Act. Now, the purpose of this was to give federal procurement officers the ability to set aside 5%, just 5%, of all contracts to women-owned businesses who in industries that are underrepresented. So
right.
this was a very difficult rule. Women, there's a lot of dollars that are on the table in federal contracting.
Hold on, Barbara, I'm going to get you to hold on to that thought. Folks, we're going to come right back to this point right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Barbara Kessoff, President of Women Impacting Public Policy, is our guest.
Hey, Jim. This is Ray Keating, Chief Economist of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Wow, 10 years as a Small Business Advocate. Congratulations. You ask the right questions, provide great insights, and have a true passion for small business. How much do I get paid for saying all of this again?
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. We're visiting with our good friend Barbara Kessoff. Barbara Kessoff is president and co-founder, along with Terry Neese, our other good buddy, over at WHIP for Women Impacting Public Policy. WHIP is the acronym, and it's an outstanding organization. Barbara, you were telling us as we went to the break about this rule that requires government contractors to do, is it 5% with women business owners?
Just set aside 5% of federal contracts for women-owned businesses that are in areas that they're underrepresented. That law was passed 8 years ago in the year 2000. Mm-hmm. But in all this time, they haven't been able to come up with the rules to put this into effect.
So the law has been passed, but the rules haven't been promulgated.
That's correct. And
you know, they don't have any trouble promulgating tax laws when they pass tax increases. Have you noticed that? That's like, you know, in 36 hours, they got the tax laws promulgated. What's up with that?
Yeah. Well, they. I think they didn't want to pass this. This is something.
Who is they?
The SBA, which is in charge of doing this, and the administration had some grave concerns about the law and about the constitutionality of the law. And so they have hemmed and hawed and examined and studied and restudied this law and finally have come up with a methodology that they believe is constitutional now and which will allow this law to pass.
Now, here's where I'm confused, Barbara. I know lots of women, some of them are members of your organization, who have been getting federal contracts left and right, sometimes millions and millions of dollars of federal contracts since the time period that you're talking about.
Well, there are some that have been getting federal contracts, but the fact is not a real lot. When you look at the total universe of women that are able to go into federal contracting, the fact is less than 25% go into federal contracting because the process is so long, so complicated, so convoluted, and so few actually end up with contracts.
But isn't that
even try?
But isn't that the case for men and women?
That's the case for both men and women.
Yeah.
That is true. But when you look at the total number of people that get contracts, women versus men, far fewer women get federal contracts than their male counterparts.
Now, I believe you. I believe that stat. But why is that the SBA's fault?
It isn't the SBA's fault.
Or the administration's fault.
The SBA is charged with making sure that there is an equal and a level playing field.
Right.
And that's what we want, and that's what they want to make sure happens, and that's what we want to make sure happens.
So if you could go give somebody a little bit, or you could take somebody to the woodshed over this, who would you take to the woodshed? The president?
I think I would look at the administration and the SBA and say, why aren't you speaking the truth on this matter? Let's look at this matter impartially. Let's look at where the faults are, where the complexity of it is, and let's make sure that we really do have a level playing field so that all small businesses, male and female owned, are able to have an equal shot at the business. And
so
if
your beef,
a group that isn't getting there, then let's find out why.
So your beef is basically that you think women need more help than they're getting.
I think that's true. And I think that the agencies themselves, like the SBA, don't look hard enough.
Mm-hmm. So the truth is, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but this is an area I'm somewhat familiar with, Barbara. As you know, I spend a lot of time with business matchmaking. I spend a lot of time talking to women and men and women who work through the SBA to get contracts. And so you're saying that there is a process there is a system that works, but it's overly burdensome. And that's an extra problem for women, and that they should be doing more to help women get federal contracts.
Well, they see when they take a group that is unable to make it, and they give them the right tools, the right training, like they have started doing for women, and you take a look at the statistics and their success rate, and their success rate for women-owned businesses in America is incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the economic impact. 48% of all businesses in America are owned by women.
Yeah, that's right.
Of all small businesses. So why are they getting 3%, 3.3% of all federal contracts?
Yeah. Maybe, you know, Barbara, I don't want to sound flippant. I don't mean to make it sound like I'm making a joke, but I'm actually only have my tongue somewhat in my cheek. Maybe they're smarter than guys. It's hard to do business with the government. I don't want to do business with the government. I'd rather do business with private enterprises. Barbara, maybe women are smarter than guys.
Well, could be.
Seriously, I'm not making light of your issue, but there's something to that. Maybe they just said, hey, this is not worth it.
Well, we're Barbara, not about to let a stone be unturned.
I know you're not, and that's what I admire about you, Barbara. Give us that website, please. Give us your website, Barbara.
Quickly. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear that. It's www.wipp.org, WIPP.org.
Happy New Year, Barbara. Please be sure to tell Terry we said hello.
I will. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.